The gate and the way are narrow. Jesus declared in Matthew 7:13-14, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many enter through it, but small is the gate, narrow is the way that leads to life, and only a few find it. Entering through the narrow gate means going only through Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and destroy. I have come that they might have life and might have it more abundantly. Because Jesus is the door, he alone is the way into God's kingdom. Any other way devised by people or by religion is a wide gate. Jesus is the only way to eternal life and fellowship with the Father now and forever. Anyone who refuses to follow Jesus will remain in a dead state. That is true in this life and for eternity. Enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate, narrow the way that leads to life, only a few find it. This is important. You have to know this. Preachers often say, Jesus is the straight gate. That is true. But to stop there and never call men and women to walk the narrow way is to give them a half-truth that can destroy their souls. This is not the gospel that Jesus preached. Jesus said, entering by the narrow gate and staying on the narrow path leads to eternal life. What is the narrow way? The narrow way is the way of obedience to the words of Jesus. Jesus said, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. To walk in the narrow way is to remain in his word, allowing it to shape our lives and guide our steps. Jesus taught, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will no means pass away. His word is eternal, and it marks out the path of life. The wide gate allows people to follow their own thoughts, desires, and traditions. But the narrow way requires a heart that listens and obeys. Jesus of himself said, whosoever shall hear these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. The narrow way is not only about entering through the gate, but also continuing in his word. The voice of Jesus guides every step along the path. He declared, the words I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. To live in a narrow way is to live in his word. Those who walk this way build on a sure foundation. And they find life, freedom, and fellowship with the Father. The wide gate is filled with the desires of the flesh, the pride of life, and the false hopes of this world. It may seem easy, but it ultimately leads to destruction. The narrow way looks costly, but it leads to eternal life. Silence about the narrow way will leave many on the broad road that ends in destruction.